AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Affleck's near 52-week high close leaves a 28% valuation gap for volume to justify. Affleck gained 2.3% in the latest week and sits just 1.0% below its 52-week high, but participation is only in line with average trading, as the stock price is well above ShareMaestro fair value. Research brief. Affleck's weekly setup remains constructive, with an active trend signal, positive market dynamics, and improving relative strength. The stronger evidence is price-based rather than volume-led. The stock closed at $124.70, 10.2% above its weekly trend line, and 28.4% above ShareMaestro fair value, while latest volume was a neutral 1.0x, the 13-week average. Key points. 1. AFL closed at $124.70 for a 2.3% weekly gain, lifting its 4-week return to 8.0% and its 52-week return to 25.1%. 2. The stock is 1.0% below its 52-week high of $125.90 and sits at 96.1% of its 1-year range. 3. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 14-week active streak and 39 active weeks across the past 52 weeks. 4. Life insurance breadth is supportive, with 73.7% of the group in active weekly trends and 73.7% showing positive relative strength. 5. Volume was 11.9 million shares, broadly matching the 13-week average of 11.8 million and the 52-week average of 11.5 million. Price action stays constructive, but valuation distance has widened. Affleck finished the week ended 17 July at $124.70, up 2.3%, keeping the stock within 1.0% of its 52-week high. The move adds to an 8.0% 4-week advance and a 9.4% 12-week gain, with the longer 52-week return now at 25.1%. The close is also well-placed within the 1-year range, at 96.1%, between the $94.92 low and $125.90 high. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active, with price 10.2% above the weekly trend line at $113.10. That supports the continuation case, but the fair value gap is no longer modest. AFL is 28.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $97.12. That premium is evidence of demand, but it also raises the bar for clean follow-through near the high. Life insurance breadth is stronger than the wider financials tape. Affleck sits in U.S. financial services, where sector participation is improving but uneven. 53.0% of constituents have active weekly trends, 87.0% show positive market dynamics, and 50.0% show positive relative strength. AFL ranks in the 76.5th percentile across 993 U.S. financial services names, helped by its positive returns across every tracked timeframe. The industry backdrop is more supportive. Within U.S. insurance life, 73.7% of stocks have active trend signals. 84.2% show positive activity pressure. And 73.7% have positive relative strength. AFL's 2.3% weekly gain and 8.0% 4-week return are ahead of the industry averages of 1.9% and 6.6%. Though it is not the fastest mover in the group, with F&G Annuities, Jackson Financial, and Lincoln National showing stronger recent advances. Signal state is positive, while volume confirmation is ordinary. The signal mix is constructive but not emphatic. Trend is active, activity pressure is positive at 1.52, and relative strength is positive at 3.65 after improving from weaker June readings. The current setup carries a positive next week expectancy reading of 55.64%, while the composite score stands at 71. However, the activity pressure signal is not marked as a fresh buy, so the latest move is better characterized as continuation rather than a new signal event. Participation is the main restraint. Latest volume of 11.9 million shares was only 1.0x the 13-week average and 1.0x the 52-week average. That is enough to avoid a thin volume warning, but it is short of the stronger confirmation seen in late June, when weekly volume reached 15.1 million and 15.9 million shares. A move so close to the high would carry more conviction if participation moved materially above average. Risk is contained, but the near-high setup needs discipline. Affleck's weekly volatility is steady rather than elevated, with both 13-week and 52-week weekly return volatility at 2.5%. The distribution is mildly favorable, with 30 positive weeks and 22 negative weeks over the past year. Average positive weeks have gained 2.0%, compared with an average loss of 1.7% in down weeks. The risk evidence is not absent. The stock is stretched above both trend and fair value. Downside weeks still account for 42.3% of the past year. And the recent smart money tape shows 15 reversal markers. The watch list is straightforward. Whether AFL can clear the 125.90 high on stronger volume, whether activity pressure can hold positive, and whether the 113.10 trend line continues to define the weekly regime if the move cools. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.